Let's just get going, shall we? Acts chapter 2, verses 42. The name of my message is Challenge Accepted. And I don't know if any of you, there's a sitcom out there, it's called How I Met Your Mother, and there is a character on there, his name is Barney, and oftentimes the people will challenge Barney to just crazy, crazy things. And he's the kind of guy that goes, challenge accepted. And so my message today is challenge accepted. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start talking about what we do here at New Hope Christian Center and why we do it. And we have four pillars that we base everything that we do on here at New Hope. And those four pillars are found in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And it reads, they devoted themselves. Stop. The word devoted means that they applied their time. It was very important to them. It was prioritized in their life that they devoted themselves to these things. They were the priorities. And part of my challenge today to you is, what are your priorities? What is it that you are devoted to? If I had you get up in the morning and write down a block of time for everything that you did during that day, and at the end of the day you looked at it, you would be able to see the things that you are devoted to, because you end up spending the most time doing those things. Now, I know some of you are saying, I am not devoted to work. I have to work. But what are you doing with that other time when you don't have to be somewhere? What is it that you are doing in your life that you are devoted to? And is it in line with what the early church was devoted to? My challenge today is that tomorrow or today, you will make a conscious decision and say, challenge accepted. Because this is what was important to the early church. These are the things that Jesus taught to the apostles, and the apostles passed on to the early church. God made sure that they were recorded for a reason, and they are challenging to us. So we're going to look at the four pillars, and I'm going to throw out some things as far as, okay, this is where you are in this area. What's the next step? Because a lot of us will just stay in one spot because it's comfortable, because we like it. To move over to the next spot is a little bit more uncomfortable. But we are to continually grow as Christians. And so what does that look like? They were first devoted to the apostles' teaching. They were devoted to the word of God that they had at that time, which was the Old Testament. Now, I have a news flash for some of you. This is a Bible. There are actually words in this book. The very word of God that is living, that is breathing, that he referred to as the sword of the Spirit, is contained in these scriptures. Now, I know I've gone into a lot of people's houses, and they have the big Bible sitting there on the coffee table. But when's the last time that they opened it? So if you are the kind of person that's like, well, you know, I just don't have time to read the Bible. Do you have time for Honey Boo Boo? Do you have time for The Bachelor? Do you have time for the NFL? Do you have time for gaming? Then you have time to actually read the Word of God. It is the sword of the Spirit. It is the very thing that equips us to get through life the way God wants us to go through life. When we get into the situations where, and I don't know if any of you have ever been oppressed, or the enemy kind of gets in your head and starts saying things that aren't godly and you know they're not godly, do you know there's a scripture in here for each and everything that you've ever thought, done, said, thought about doing, have done in the past, your parents did, or whatever? There is an answer in the scriptures to fight those things. But if you don't know them, it would be like me giving you a sword and throwing you up against Indigo Montoya and having a fight with him and you've never handled a sword before. How quickly are you going to get your butt kicked? My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. And many of us get our butts kicked because you know what? The enemy, Princess Bride, people. If you have not seen it, there is something seriously wrong with you. But we battle each and every day against an enemy that knows how to use the sword. He knows it, and we need to know it. So if you are not used to opening this book, look, watch. It was really, really easy. But then you have to read it and apply it, because this word is relevant. It is relevant. It is relevant today as it was when it was first recorded, when it was first whispered into the ears of those who wrote it down by the Spirit that lives in each one of us who are believers. We need to be devoted to the apostles' teaching. So around here at New Hope Christian Center, what we like to do is we like to give you opportunities to fulfill those. We have a Sunday morning workout when we get going in the fall at 9 o'clock. And it's not just a lecture, it is a going through the Bible verse by verse, and it is an interactive study. But you know what? When you are here, and God is challenging you to go here, it will cost you something. It will cost you something. If you decide that, oh, you know what? Maybe I do need to get into the Word. And what is awesome about Sunday morning workout is that you are there with other people and it is open discussion. Well, you know what? My Bible says this. Well, I was always taught that it says this. And there's an open dialogue with other people that we can go, you know, I never really saw it that way. So we give you the opportunity to study the Word of God. Going from here to here, what's it going to cost you? You're going to have to get out of bed 45 minutes earlier. And then the decision is up to you. Do I really want to get out of bed 45 minutes earlier? I don't think I do. I'm not going to accept that challenge. There are things that we have at New Hope to challenge you. We do not bring you to them kicking and screaming. We leave them up to you. Because ultimately, your growth in Christ is up to you and Him. We can help you. God or Jesus appointed disciples, and he said, go out, teach them what I've taught you, and raise up other ones so that they can raise up other ones. That's what we do here at New Hope Christian Center. It's discipleship. But Jesus often had people come to him, the wealthy old young man, who says, what do I need to do? Give up everything, come and follow me. And he went, challenge not accepted. That's too hard. And he walked away. And Jesus did not go after him and say, listen, young man, grab him by the earlobe and say, you are coming after me. No, discipleship is up to you. Your spiritual growth is up to you. People do not leave New Hope Christian Center going, you know, I just wasn't getting fed the Word of God. Baloney. You have opportunity every Sunday morning that you show up. And maybe that's your next step. Yeah, I don't know if I feel like going to church today. You know, when we were growing up, well, I was already grown up. My kids were growing up. Going to church, we didn't make them do it. Well, we kind of did, but we didn't. But we said, no, this is what we do. This is a part of what the Olsons do. And if you look at it according to like someone in China, they don't get the opportunity to do that. Those people that gather, the believers that gather in China, they do it because they love the Lord and they want to get together with other people who believe the way that they do so that they can strengthen one another, so they can encourage one another in their walk in the Lord. It's the same way here in America. However, Americans are like, you know what? I don't think I feel like it. So if you're a once a monther, twice a monther, you know what? Maybe that next step is three times a month. But it's going to cost you. It is getting into the football season. Guess what? Get a DVR. Your teams play better when you're in church. Just saying. So we have this coming fall. I am going to be teaching, and this was just perfect God. This is so God. Because after Reflections Calvary, our big Easter production, I was exhausted. I had the Reflections of Calvary hangover for quite some time. I didn't want to do anything. And when it came to that fall or that summer or post spring, you know, before June, before summer, I didn't do a life group because I was just saying, you know what, I'm tired. I don't want to do it. And so I got into this habit of, I wasn't doing anything on Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. And I liked it. Because there are times when you are the leader of something and you don't have the opportunity to go, you know, I just don't feel like showing up today. Let someone else. Oh, there is no one else. And so God began to speak to my heart as I was asking him, okay, God, what do you want out of me? In the fall, what do you want? What do you want to do? And I knew that he had put on my heart to start a parenting class on Wednesday nights. And I went, sweet, okay, gonna do it. And then he also said, well, I also want you to start a Bible study on Isaiah. And I went, okay, so which one do you want me to do? Do you want me to do the Bible study on Isaiah? Or do you want me to do the parenting class? Because that's two nights out of my week, Lord. Do you realize that I have a full-time job? And I love it when I get into the questioning God. Yeah, he does. He's omnipotent. He kind of knows everything. And so I go, okay, well, do you want me to do the study on Isaiah? Or do you want me to do the parenting class? And he said, yes. So I've had people come up to me and go, is this right? You're actually going to teach a study on Isaiah on Tuesday nights, and then you're going to do a parenting class on Wednesday night? And I said, yep. Because I went, challenge accepted. Challenge accepted, God. And they go, how are you going to do that? And I says, you know what? He calls me to do it. He'll give me the ability to do it. He'll give me the strength to do it. He'll give me the time to do the proper studying to be prepared to do it. Because when he calls you into something, he already has given you the opportunity to do it. He'll strengthen me. He'll do it. And you know what? When I start feeling tired, I just look up to him and go, God, you know what? You said that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So I'm standing on that. And guess what he does? Boom. Challenge accepted. I'm taking that next step and moving out into what he wants to do. I believe that we are in a season right now of ministry expansion. God has been raising up people, and those people are just about on the cusp to step into that next role. And that is so exciting because we have other people who have said, oh, I want to be a helper. I want to do this and that. Perfect. Bring them along. Raise them up and let them go to be released to do what God has called them to do. Amen? Because God has not called me to teach teen kids. And if I were to do that, I would burn out in a heartbeat. I love kids, but I have not been called to teach them. I've been called to give them hugs. And at bingo, to give them lots and lots of cookies. There were some kids there that went home just, wah! But you know what? If they wanted a cookie, then, you know, hey, we're buddies now. But challenge accepted. The next one, they were devoted to Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Okay, perfect. They were devoted to the fellowship. They were devoted to the fellowship. So what is the challenge that I'm challenging you with? Like I said before, if you're a one to two times a month, maybe it's time to step into more regular attendance. Guess what? It's going to cost you. But I guarantee you the rewards far outweigh the costs. What else can you do? If you've never been a helper, sign up to be a helper. If you don't like kids, don't sign up to help kids. Just don't do it. It doesn't work. I've seen it in the past. It's just not good. It's not healthy for you, and it's not healthy for the kids. They don't want to go and hang around a grump. But God will give you something in your heart. Okay, what I want everybody to do right now, I want you to breathe in real deep. Anybody not able to do that? Okay, then you all have a call in your life. God is not done with you. As long as you still have a breath in your body, He is not done with you. And He has something for you to do. So maybe you've never been a helper. It's time to step out. You know what? This really freaks me out. But challenge accepted. Maybe if you've been a helper for a while and that leadership thing kind of freaks you out, guess what? It may be time to step out and go, okay, I know that there's going to be more requirements to be a leader, but I'm willing to do that. Challenge accepted. Everywhere, everybody is, this sounds really profound, everybody is where they are, spiritually speaking. You are where you are, but that doesn't mean you stay there. It's time to take baby steps. Now we're going to What About Bob? Baby steps into the elevator. If you've not seen What About Bob? That is another one, people. Oh, what do you people do with your lives? All right. Maybe it's time to switch ministries. Maybe it's time to go, you know what, I've worked in this area for a while. I feel God leading me here. And that's a scary thing to do as well. It's a very scary thing to do. Maybe you've never done anything around the church, and it's time to start helping. I don't know if you noticed, but there's a lot of things around here that could use some help. Guess what it takes? People willing to help. Amen? We need help in kids church. We need help in team kids. We could use help in audio, video, whatever. And if God has given you the gift to do that, it's time to step out and say, okay, what do I do? Where do I go? How do I start? And a perfect place to start would be with our leadership training coming in the fall. Here's a good one. And we've seen this. We have a project share where we help people in our body with food and stuff that they need. If you've been helped in that way, it is amazing how many people we have helped who have never reciprocated when they got back on their feet to help other people. They're takers, they're takers, they're takers, they're takers. And they don't give back. If you've received assistance from someone, pay it forward to someone else. When you get the ability to do so, have an attitude of gratitude. Instead of the old typical American culture of I deserve, the entitled mentality, we should have our Father's heart, one that is full of grace, one that is full of mercy. One that is looking for opportunities for God to use you to bless somebody else. And I'll tell you, there's no greater feeling than when you are used by God to bless someone. There's no better. None whatsoever. So look for those opportunities. Being devoted to the fellowship means not just being in contact with people on Sundays. We are here to develop relationships between one another. These four walls are the training ground and opportunities to get together with other people, but that does not stop inside the walls of this church. We are to be involved in one another's lives. Just recently, I had someone come to me and says, you know what, I would really like to be in more regular contact with you. And so we set up a day. So now we call each other. We encourage one another on a daily basis. It's not just, although texting is good, texting will get you into trouble because you can't hear the fluctuations in the voice. And, you know, but it's okay to shoot a text. Hey, God has done this many times to me. And one time, during my prayer time, this person popped into my head. And I didn't know what was going on. And I just started praying for her. And then I shot her a text. It was in the morning. And I just said, I don't know why, but I was in my prayer time and God just popped you into my head. Just wanted to let you know that I am praying for you. That morning, she had found out that her husband was cheating on her. And she was wondering, where's God? Where are you in this, God? And then she gets a text from an old family friend that I was praying for her. I didn't know why. Now I do. But it's just being open to listening to the Holy Spirit, because He'll tell you these things. If someone pops into your head, you don't know why, and you get an uneasy feeling, send them a text. Call them. Do something with it. God is at work doing something. Don't let the buck stop with you. Pay it forward. Do what God wants you to do. Amen? Wow. This is some good stuff, Pastor Lee. The next one, communion, I believe. Yes, the breaking of bread. The word in the Greek actually means to get together and have a meal together, but it also means the communion. We have communion once a month here at New Hope Christian Center as we gather together. But it also talks about breaking bread in the home. In that culture, in the Middle East, it was very important, and you were held to high esteem if you were invited into someone's house to have a meal. Here, it doesn't mean that much. But back then, it did. To have a meal with someone meant that we are friends. We are family. You did not sit down and have a meal with an enemy. It didn't happen. But we are to gather together in one another's homes. So if you're not used to having people over to your house, guess what? It may be time to go, challenge accepted. I'm going to have somebody over to my house, and it freaks me out. But I can't have everybody over to my house. I can't. But if you look around, there's plenty of houses represented here where everybody can be a part of someone's house in sharing a meal. Guess what it's going to cost you? It's going to cost you time. It's going to cost you the effort of calling someone up. It's going to cost you probably a little bit of food. But most of all, what's precious to us here in America is our time. This is my time. This is my time. I don't want to give up that time. And God goes, okay, whatever. But we need to be devoted to these things. The last thing is to prayer. We need to be praying for one another. Like I said, shooting a text, hey, praying for you. Don't know why. Whatever. Set up a regular time where you contact. And Facebook does not count. I know you have a lot of Facebookers out there. How many do not have a Facebook account? Whoa. Yes. Non-Facebookers unite. You know how many people I have come to me, did you see what so-and-so posted? No, I did not, and I don't care to hear about it either. Did you call her up and ask her about it? Well, no, I just sent it on to someone else. Like, oh, man. Call some people. Connect with them. Pray for them. We've got plenty of people around here with plenty of needs who could use some prayer. I've got some surgeries coming up in the next few months. I could use a prayer. George Raskell, I prayed for him through many, many a times when he couldn't move his neck. You know what? He appreciated it. He always had a smile on his face. Even when he was in complete pain, he appreciated the prayers. It's really easy to pray for someone. It really is. But you know what? It'll cost you time. Not very much, though. Not very much time at all. So we're going to end. Well, I'm going to have the music ministry team come up. My last verse, Ephesians 2, verse 10. It says, "For we are God's handiwork." Whose handiwork? God's handiwork. We are not our own handiwork. It is not our job to build up ourselves. We do that. That's an American thing. Get better, get better. You can do this. You can do that. You can do everything you put your mind to. Let's just go ahead and do it. No, we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Good works. We are created to do what He has called us to do because we are His handiwork. Unfortunately, we like to live for ourselves. Jim likes to be in charge of Jim. Therein lies the problem. Because God has certain things that He has called me to do. And when that happens, Jim has to take a back seat. We are called, we are created in Christ to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. He already knows what He wants you to do tomorrow for Him. And we need to put ourselves into the right place at the right time. The problem is that a lot of Christians put themselves smack dab into the middle of the world and worldly thoughts and worldly ways, and it's really hard to hear God's voice in that because we're surrounded by whatever makes us feel good, whatever I want to do. I'm going to compromise the Word of God because I don't agree with certain things because I want to do whatever it is that I want to do, and I don't want you telling me that I'm not supposed to be doing that. I don't want God telling me that because I'm having fun. Leave me alone. And then we go down this road where we wonder where God is. God, I want you to bless me in the midst of my disobedience. Guess what? It doesn't work that way. Does it mean He abandons you? Absolutely not. But we are created by Him. We're His handiwork to do what He has called us to do. And when we are created by Him to do His things, there's a lot of Jim that has to die. Because a lot of Jim doesn't like what God wants. But you know what? Each and every morning, I go, Lord, I don't want to accept this challenge. But help me to want to accept this challenge. Change my heart. Change my mind. Change the way I think. Change the way I see other people. And when you say, you know what, Lord, I'm willing, but I need your help. Because this is uncomfortable. This is scary. But I'll tell you what, there's nothing more fulfilling than taking those little baby steps in Christ. Guess what God does not ask us to do? He doesn't ask us to do that. But He does ask us to do this. So what is your this? today. That is my challenge to you. Where you are, whatever it is, ask God. He will reveal it to you through His Spirit. He'll let you know. Because a lot of people go, you know what? I don't know what my purpose in life is. Well, what are you doing to find out? I'm just kind of letting things happen. I'm just kind of blowing with the wind. I'm a free spirit, and I'm just blowing with the wind. Well, guess what? My Bible has something to say about those who are tossed to and fro on the waves by the wind. You end up shipwrecked. My Bible says, stand firm. When you can't do anything else, stand firm with your feet on the ground, going, you know what? I'm tired of being buffeted by the world. I'm tired of being tossed back and to and fro and having people tell me what I should believe and what I shouldn't believe and what I should think and what I shouldn't think. Ask God. You're His handiwork. He created you. He knows you through and through. He knows you better than you do. So if you're just sitting there going, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. La, 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 la. Do this and say, God, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to hear. Help me be obedient. Because sometimes when we hear from God, it's not what we wanted to hear. It is not what we wanted to hear. But you know what? It's His way, not ours. Amen? So, challenge to you. And if you want to come up to me in the next 3 minutes, next hour, next year or whatever, and go, challenge accepted. God wants me to do this. You know what? When you voice that challenge that God has given you to someone else, there's an accountability. It's easy to keep it to yourself and go, well, you know, God challenged me to this, and no, but I'm not going to tell anybody because if I fail, I don't want anybody to know. I challenge you to share it with someone else because then there's an accountability to help follow through. There's an accountability, and there's someone there to help you and to pray with you through it. We are not called to be lone rangers. We are called to be a part of a body of Christ so that we can gather together, so we can encourage one another and lift each other up and build each other up. That's what we are to do. We all need that. That's not normal in our society. But we are called as His kids to be devoted to the apostles' teaching, to be devoted to the fellowship, to be devoted to communion, and to be devoted to prayer. For you to step into those things, what is it going to cost you? And where are you going to go from here? So the challenge has been laid before you. Now it's between you and Him. Amen. Please stand. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank You for Your word. I do thank You for the challenges in my life. I don't always like them. In fact, I usually don't like them. But Lord, You said that You would be with me, that You would never forsake me, and that You would be my strength. You would be the lifter of my head. So Lord, I just pray for each and every person here, that they would accept that challenge. That first and foremost, they would seek You and find out what it is that You have for them and what the next step is. We thank You, Heavenly Father. I pray Your blessing upon each and every Bible-believing church and ask that You would dismiss us now with Your blessing and help us to be obedient to those things that You lay upon our hearts. And we ask these things in Your name. And everybody said, amen. You are dismissed. Have a great day.